This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The book of Jonah, chapter 1, starts by saying, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." From that point on in chapter 1, you find nothing about what might have happened in the city of Nineveh if Jonah had obeyed God. Why? Because Jonah ran away from the Lord by boarding a ship headed for Tarshish. Jonah disobeyed God, and there were bitter consequences resulting from his rebellion. Yet the chapter closes with God showing his grace, first by saving the sailors who threw him overboard. Then the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. At first glance, this might not seem like God was being gracious. But don't forget, Jonah was thrown overboard to drown in a raging storm out in the Mediterranean Sea. God graciously provided this great fish to swallow him, and by so doing, God preserved him, giving him time to get right with him and get redirected so he could be mobilized to minister. God is gracious. No matter what you've done in the past, no matter where you are now, turn to him, and you'll find he will provide forgiveness and the opportunity to be restored to him and redirected for service. If you've made bad decisions, take time right now to reflect on what might have been had you obeyed in the first place. God can take a broken heart, renew it, and use that life again if you trust and obey him.